There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi guys, this is Megan, creator of the show. I'm here just to tell you that the next few episodes touch on some pretty heavy subjects and will contain content that some may find alarming. So please take the time to check out the content warnings in the show notes and take care of yourself. Thank you.
We Know None, Episode 9, Rose Tinted. Written by Megan Gwen Davis and produced by Calliopic Productions.
It's an old bit of rubbish. Why are you insisting on recording on it?
Because tape has less chance of being corrupted by EMF.
Oh, of course. How could I forget?
Shut it. And it's just cool. Way more interesting to have a record of all my thoughts on this than a shitty phone. Plus, you never know who could hack a phone. You can't hack a tape recorder.
I thought I was the paranoid one in this relationship.
Sometimes you have a valid point.
Only sometimes.
It's a rarity, but they do come along once in a blue moon. Anyway, moving on. This is Griffiths and Thomas here, coming to you live from...
But we aren't live.
Oh, it's a joke, Gwen. Let me finish.
Oh, right, Jesus.
Thank you. Ahem. This is Griffiths and Thomas here, coming to you live from this pre-recorded session, one of hopefully many, of the Underworld of Wales, otherwise known as Isfed Cymru.
My God, Frankie, that was your best pronunciation yet. Say it again, please.
Oh, piss off.
Ow, Jesus. How you managed to mispronounce Cymru, of all things, after living here almost 10 years, astounds me.
Well, we can't all have fluent mothers who teach us things.
Oh, it's cute.
Well, you're cute, so suck on that.
You're ridiculous.
Says you. Anyway, can I continue?
Please.
Hi, I'm Frankie Carrie Griffiths. I'm 17, a future paranormal investigative journalist, and this is the thing I want to try out. See if it gels with how I want to spread my bountiful knowledge with the world. And this is my wonderful, patient, and caring girlfriend and investigation partner, Gwen Ava Thomas.
Why are you giving my middle name out? Privacy is important when sharing stuff online. They could look me up on a database or something.
And what database would you be on?
None. But it's the principle.
All right, fine. I'll cut it out when we're done.
Thank you.
Anyway, we're going to be talking about our investigations and our adventures, including sightings of scary occurrences we come across.
We're basically the Scooby-Doo gang of Neath.
I prefer Mulder and Scully.
You're Mulder.
Obviously.
So this episode, or whatever, is just introducing us? We haven't really done that much investigating.
Yeah, that's part of it. I was thinking, though, that maybe we could talk about the bridge.
Seriously, Frankie?
I know you said you're still processing it, but...
I am! still processing it, Franks. I mean, Christ, we saw what is essentially a nightmare come to life, and you want the first time we really talk about it to be for your podcast?
It'll be for posterity. Surely the first retelling of a sighting is going to be the most accurate, and if I can keep a record of it, it'll be easier to research.
Research it? Frankie, we could have died. It was traumatic, and diving headfirst into finding it again isn't going to help you get over it.
You don't know that. I need to know what it was, at least. Or at least start knowing. Otherwise, the curiosity is going to eat me alive.
Why on a podcast, of all things? I thought you wanted to write articles.
I thought I might as well make it entertaining for us to retell. So I thought telling you I was making a podcast would make it less, you know, serious of a conversation.
You're not actually putting this out anywhere, are you?
Think of it like a diary, a log. Help me keep track of things. The more information I know, the more I'll know how to keep it safe in the future. Makes sense, doesn't it?
As much as I hate to admit it, yes, it does make sense.
Yay.
But only if you promise you won't go out chasing anything super dangerous. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Okay. I promise. Just cut it with a snappiness or I'm going to get a cavity.
Oh, you love it.
Yeah. I do.
Anyway. So, you want to talk about the guy under the bridge?
Yeah. So we should probably start with the basics. So, we were underneath the bridge. We both had a free lesson in college.
Yeah, so I decided to take you under the bridge.
A very romantic date spot.
Shut up. I know it wasn't the prettiest spot, but the river was high and it always had a spooky vibe around there, so I knew it'd be up your street. And I was right, wasn't I?
You were.
So we were wandering around and it was just your average semi-dodgy underneath of a bridge, right? There's a river going through the middle and years of graffiti and bits of rubbish. You said it had, what's the word?
Aura. It gave off weird vibes as soon as we got down there.
Yeah. Really weird vibes. Like, weirder than it usually does. It was cold. But then again, it was in October, so it's not like it was sweltering anywhere else.
It could have been a cold spot still, though.
Maybe. But anyway, we were sat by the river under the bridge, and, we were...
Making out.
Yes. Making out. Which, if my dad ever listens to this, is all we were doing, I promise.
I'm not one to do much else anyway. Having an ace girlfriend means you're pretty much in the clear of that conversation.
Yeah, that's, fair point. But yeah, we were kind of distracted from noticing anything else around us. Kind of stupid, really. There was this noise from behind us around the corner from where the bridge ended. It sounded awful. Like a cat dying. Sorry, can you take over for a bit? I still get a bit queasy.
Yeah, of course. It was awful. I thought it was a fox or something, but whatever it was just full of pain. It wasn't very loud, so it took us a moment to notice it, but the bridge made it echo. It just got louder and louder until the sound was all around us. I thought maybe something had been hit by a car from the bridge and fallen, so obviously I went to check it out.
I came with. I picked up this bit of scrap metal that was down there just in case.
Even though you'd have more chance of giving yourself tetanus from it than battling off a force of evil.
I panicked. But I dropped it pretty soon anyway, so... kind of pointless, really.
At least you had the common sense to be armed. I just walked right into it. Literally.
You couldn't have known what was there.
Yeah, I guess. Anyway, I was looking for a fox or something in the bushes, and I wasn't looking where I was going, and my foot landed on something... soft. It was basically sinking. Like stepping into wet mud. But it was warm and moving.
writhing. And then I realized that that was where the sound was coming from.
We can stop if you want.
No. I'm okay. I've got to get out now or I'll forget the details. It was a man under my foot. Or I suppose it was a man. He looked about 50 or so from what I could see. But he was... The best way to describe it is rotting. His skin was all sallow and grey and had this waxy sheen on it. His body was basically a lump of moving, decomposing flesh, pulling itself out of a shallow hole. I've seen dead bodies on TV. I've even looked online for real ones, but this was nothing like anything on a screen. CGI couldn't do this. It made that noise every movement it made. Its eyes, they weren't even there anymore. Instead, his eye sockets were just full of maggots. He was calling for help, I think. But it was difficult to tell because his jaw was basically hanging on by a tendon. It was awful and heartbreaking. And I had sunk my foot right into his stomach. Bile, or something like bile, I don't know. It was spilling out around it from the hole I'd made.
The poor man was basically screaming at this point. It was a wailing. I still dream about it.
Me too. But yeah, it started reaching towards me and its hand grabbed hold of my trouser leg and it started pulling with a strength that shouldn't have been possible. I just froze. That's when you came in.
Yeah. I dropped the metal almost as soon as I saw it. Don't know what I would have done with it anyway. But then I could see it pulling you closer to it and I just saw red, so I kicked its head in.
My knight in shining armor.
Yeah, sure. At least then our shoes matched. One ruined each.
I don't think I ever properly thanked you for that.
You don't have to. It's just a shoe.
Seriously, Gwen. I'd have been dead or zombified or something if you hadn't saved me. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I do it again. Did you get all the information you needed for your investigations?
I did, thank you. I know that wasn't easy.
No, it wasn't, but... I don't mind. It's clearly helped you process everything, and I'd like to help you how I can, so...
I love you.
Huh? Wow, I love you too, Frankie. Turn that bloody thing off.
Of course. This is the tape I listen to now. Who knew Jean was a sentimentalist? Guess it must be nice having a recording of your daughter laughing. I can't blame her for wanting to keep it safe. I just wish she'd take the middle part seriously. We went running to her afterwards, and she just thought I had made it all up. What did she want? Us to stop and take a photo while we're running for our lives? I'll have to ask her what she thinks when I show her my recording. But it's just... I don't even have the energy to cry anymore. It's just not fair that things have changed so much. We used to care so much about each other. Frankie cared about me. I don't even know why I'm bothering looking for her. the way she was back then compared to how she was before she disappeared should be enough for me to realise that she just didn't give a shit. Listen to these texts from 1 month ago. Me, how's the article going? I know you said Gareth was being a dick about it. No response for 2 days. Then she messages back. It's fine. I send, I really miss you. I should be coming home soon for Christmas break, though. No response. 3 days go by, I send, you okay? No response. A week goes by. Seriously, Frankie, are you all right? She responds, I'm fine, Jesus. You don't have to know where I am and what I'm doing every minute of the day. I try to call her, no answer. And it was like this for weeks before she disappeared. I even asked her up front once if she just wanted to break up, and even then, she gave the vaguest, most uncaring, unemotional response. She was never good at dealing with her emotions, but she at least had some. I'm so angry. She just flipped a switch overnight, and I'm pissed. I keep thinking that I'm the reason for it. Maybe it is my fault. I could have driven her away into the arms of whatever the hell this thing is with weird companies and serial killers and men with one eye. If I'd have just said yes to dropping out of uni and moving in with her, none of this would have happened. We'd be sharing a shitty apartment instead of me being in a hotel in Snowdonia, of all places, looking for a mysterious higher mind, whatever that is. I have no clue how I'm going to get us out of this. Wait. Higher mind. Higher mind, that sounds familiar now. What? Oh my god, okay, I need to do some research. End of recording.
We Know None is a podcast produced by Calliopic Productions. Today's episode was written by Megan Gwen Davis and stars Megan Gwen Davis as Gwen Thomas and Freya Elsie as Frankie Griffiths. It was produced by Kate Gallagher with audio edited by Liza Holmes and Megan Gwen Davis. Our theme was composed by Freya Elsie. Information on sound effects used and other cool things can be found in the show notes below. Find us on Twitter and Instagram at CalliopicProd. If you enjoyed, please consider leaving us a review on your favourite podcast site or supporting us on Ko-fi at ko-fi.com/Calliopic Productions. And until next time, stay safe and keep searching.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.